in coming to visit me on Purim? How many people would prefer to come on Matzoy Shabbos, and how many people would prefer to come on Sunday? Okay. Sunday night is better? Yeah. See, by raising hands, how many people think Matzoy Shabbos is better? But Purim, no? Purim. Yeah. Be a close vote. Sunday night, 8 o'clock. And how many people would prefer Sunday night?
Sunday night?
Sunday night. What? Sunday people come and go a whole day. So it's what?
No,
Tzoy Shabbos is Purim. Okay, everybody's invited. Whoever wants to come, everybody's invited to Tzoy Shabbos. Give us half an hour after the video. What time is the SOY Hagigah? 9? 9:30?
So come late.
Okay. This afternoon I was invited by the SOI to give a shiur in Yoni Purim in the Beis HaMedrash following Mincha. Mincha will be at 12:45. And I'll give the shiur afterwards. This week I said 2 shiurim already on Yoni Purim, one on Monday night, one on Tuesday night. So I'm just going to say over the leftovers that I didn't discuss on Monday, Tuesday. Because some people are listening to all the shiurim. A little chazor, but not too much. Okay, so this morning I'll discuss a little bit Parshas Kitzavah. In the beginning of Parshas Kitzavah, the Chumash Shai Zedin of Shemen Lamor. Shemen Zai Zoch Pasis Lamor. So Rashi Pasis Lamor and Ochas. If this is only for the menorah, you have to have the first oil that comes out is used for the menorah, but for the menacha, the korban mincha, you don't have to have the prime, the best kind of shemen's ice. You can use the second hazayis shemen hasheni, pasul the menorah, the kosher the menacha. The Gemara always discusses, at the end of Menachah, it always assumes that using Shemen Zayis in Menachah is just like using Shemen Zayis in the Menorah. But then in the Chumash, it never says. And there's a Medrash that points out why did the Torah require Shemen Zayis for the Menorah and didn't require Shemen Zayis for the Mincha. So the question is, what do you mean the Torah doesn't require Shemen Zayis for the Mincha? The Mishnah says that they had to use, Mishnah says we always use Shemen Zayis for the Mincha. So then the Mefarshim and the Medrash say that what it means is, why did the Torah say explicitly that you need Shemen Zayis for Menorah, and it doesn't say explicitly by Mincha, although the din is that you do need Shemen Zayis for the Mincha as well. That's how the Mefarshim and the Medrash say. Rav Yerucham Perla, in his comments on the Sefer HaMitzvos of Rav Sadia Gaon, thinks that that's not right. He thinks that Kipshuto, that you really don't need Shemen Zayis for a Kamen. He says you can use cotton seed oil, you can use whatever, mezola, whatever kind of oil you want. You can use synthetic oil, anything you want. The halacha that you need Shemen Zayis is only for Menorah. He says for Menorah, the Mishnah describes that that was the common practice. They used Shemen Zayis and used the Shemen Sheni. They didn't have to use the Shemen Rishon. But he says, Mikra Adin, he claims that the Medrash is to be taken Kipshuto. That you really don't need Shemen Zayis?
Isn't there a question? They ask him, Chanukah, what's the big deal? Everybody's making a big deal that it was the Shemen Zayis for the menorah and about the menachos. According to this,
Could be. The Chumash describes later in the Sedmah the way the Kohanim were Nivkaru, the way they were chosen, the way they were endowed with the Kedushas Kohanim. Part of the structure, the outline of the way the Kiddush of the Kohanim was, is similar to the way one is Megayer and Anochri. If Akum is Bola his Gayer, so you have to have Tvila in a mikveh to be Moisiv Kedusha. Sometimes you have Tvila, we discussed, sometimes you have Tvila that takes off Tumah. And sometimes, most of the time, sometimes you have tefillah that creates a heter, let's say a nida is asura lebailo, and the tefillah is mata lebailo. And then there's a third din of tefillah that's completely different thing, to be moisiv kedusha. That's when you buy clay hasudim and anochrim. So you want to endow the kelim with kedusha. That's the lashon that the Rabbeinu Yona writes in the Sefer Yisrael Beheter. There's a Rabbeinu Yona and Achren, not the same Rabbeinu Yona, the cousin of the Ramban, a different Rabbeinu Yona. So there's a Sefer Yisrael Beheter that's called Yisrael Beheter Horo. It's always quoted here every day, every page is called Yisrael Beheter. So the Isa v'Heter by the Rabbeinu Yonah writes that the idea of Tfilas Kelim, when you buy Kli Sudim in Anachrim, is that it's a form of Geirus, that you want to give a Kedusha, sort of a Kedusha Sisrael to the Kli Sudim. So the same is true regarding a ger abole his gair, and the Levim, when they were Nivcharu, they were endowed with Kedushas Levi, they also had to have Tefillah and a Mikveh. And here the Kohanim, when they were endowed with Kedushas Kuna, had to have Tefillah and a Mikveh. And then the Chumash requires that they had to have Karvin, the same as the Levim when they were Nivcharu. And Nochri abole his gair has to have a Karvin. The Gemara says in Krisis Daftes that Bizman Azeh, Bizman Shein, based on Mikdush Kayim, how are we Makabo Gairim? If there's no Karvin, there's no possibility of Karvin. So the Gemara, the Rashi and Tosfos, that the hakrovis, a carbon of the gear, is not miakevis. But mikra din, there is a need for a carbon. Bizman amigdush, you have to bring a carbon. So shayla and rishona, maybe bizman amigdush, the carbon was miakev. The Avni Nezer in the end of Yerodeya, and Hilchas Gerim claims that this is a machlokes in rishona. It doesn't really say beferish, but that's what he's medayik. That there is a machlokes in rishona, whether bizman amigdush, the carbon hager is miakev in the gears. Maybe only bizman azet, it's not miakev, because the pasuk says we are able to bring the kabbal gear using bizman azet. So one of the details of the karbonis that's written in the Sedra, the karbonis that the Kohanim had to bring for the purpose of being endowed with Kedushas Kehuna, one of the details is V'yachlu osam v'shakupar bohem Perek Chof Tes Pasuk Lamed Gimel. B'nei Aharon HaKohanim should eat the karbonis which they were the Balei HaKarbon for. Whenever you bring a karbon, so the kapara is gotten on behalf of the Balei HaKarbon. So here it says, V'yachlu osma shakupa bahem. Those five Kohanim, Aaron and his four sons, were the Balei HaKorban. They're the ones for whom the kapara is being done. So they have a mitzvah to eat these karbonis. So regarding this pasuk, is a major machlokes Rashi against the Rambam. Rashi himself quotes this pasuk as the marker for the mitzvah achilas kochim kalim, the bailim. And the Rambam disagrees and he says no, that the mitzvah achilas kochim is only a mitzvah to eat kochi kochim, which are nechal only to zichri kuhuna in the Azara. So just like all avodas are done in the Azara, and all avodas must be done by kohanim, by zichri kuhuna, so too kochi kochi must be eaten dak in the Azara, because achilas kochi kochi is like an avoda. The Gemara has a lashon that kohanim kiko achli v'shulchan galoy ko achli. The Gemara has such a lashon in Baba Kama in the first parak, and in Beitza the Gemara has such a lashon that kohanim when they eat the bizar kachi kachim, the ola they don't eat. When they eat the shiori hamenachis and they eat the bizar hachatos v'ha osham, so that's considered like an achilas mizbeach, just like when you mach around the mizbeach haktoros and avoida. So when the kohanim eat the shiori hamenachis and the bizar hachatos v'ha osham, that's considered like an avoida. That's why it has to take place in the azar. So the Rambam claims, the Rambam's opinion is that only achilas bizar kachi kachim, aide kohanim, is a mitzvah achila. So they say a double bracha. They say shahakon yid dvarei, and then they say asher kedushan kedushas shalar tzivanu al achilas chatos. I don't know how it ends up. Some kind of a nusach bracha like that. They have to say a special bracha before the yid. But let's say when the Yisraelim meet the shlomim, so he says shahakon yid dvarei. Unless he said hamotzi before, so he doesn't have to say shahakon when he eats the meat. And then does he have to say a brichas hamitzvah asher kedushan mitzvah tzivanu al achilas shlomim? So the Rambam's opinion is that there's no mitzvah. There's an issa to leave it over. There's an issa no star. If you leave it over, let's assume men are breaking, but there's no mitzvah to eat it. If you're not going to eat it, you'll violate the Aveira. But the eating it up is just in order not to violate the law of Leis Asirim. It's not that the eating itself constitutes a mitzvah. That's how the Rambam claims. It's unlike Achilas Kochi Kochi. Achilas Kochi Kalam is not a mitzvah. There's no Indian to go run to eat Kochi Kalam. And Rashi's opinion is not so. Min Hasina points out, Machloek is Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi himself quotes this pasuk. There is no other pasuk in Chumash apparently. By kochi kochim, it says quite a few times that the kohanim have to eat the kochi kochim, have to eat the chatos, the osham, and the shiori haminfo. By kochi kalim, the only pasuk that Rashi could dig up is this pasuk lamed gimel in perek chav tes and tetzav of yochlu osma shakupa bohem. So what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam must not hold that it's only a hoira. Sure, maybe the Rambam holds it doesn't mean that they have to eat it. It means a non-kohen is not allowed to eat it. Non-kohen shouldn't eat it. They better eat it, otherwise it will become noiser. But it doesn't really mean that it's a mitzvah sachil. The Rambam has a machloik, is with Rashi.
Any other mitzvahs
Yes, you have l'mashal, you have to make a makav yasisa makav gagecha v'lasasim damim b'veisecha. So if a person has a roof which is used, and he doesn't, so he has a mitzvah to put a makav. So when he puts the makav, he fulfills the mitzvah of yasisa makav gagecha, and he recites a bracha. Machleg is what the bracha is. Machleg is the last sin in the Choshe Mishpat. They quote Machleg is the Ramam and the Shulchan where they say Shek Vishanam and Mitzvah with Sivanu. Allah asiyas makka, you say la asiyas makka. You say Allah, you say leva. You say a bracha. When you put up the makka, you fulfill the mitzvah of yasisa makka legagecha, and you also avoid violating the loisese of losasim damim bivaysecha. But that's only if you're making a makka legagecha on top of a roof of a house. What if I have a well that's it's right on the ground level, and people can fall in right like that. So you also have to make a market around the world. No one should fall in, but that's not called market legagecha. So there you don't fulfill any mitzvah. You have to make a fence there in order to protect everybody, in order not to violate the law of loisasim damim b'veisecha. But there you wouldn't say any bro. You're just avoiding the law. Whenever you do something in order not to violate a law, then you don't say a bro because it's not a mitzvah. It's just your way of not violating the law. Let's say you have some electrical appliance, let's say you have electrical wires that are open and they're dangerous, you have to go do something to cover them up. So that going and doing and covering up does not constitute a mitzvah. That's only in order to avoid the law of loisasim damim b'veisecha. If you leave it open the way it is, you'll violate the law. So you have to go b'kum yaseh in order not to violate a law. I think you must have a lot of cases like that. What if you left it, no one got hurt? I don't know, it could be. Stamas are good kashim, and Stamas Taisis holds that Shemi Yorgul Yorgul is probably the reason why they made it takvana, and then they made it as a mitzvah says in the Rabbana. Stamas. Otherwise, I'll get the cash. The Chumash lists off the various big day kuhuna. There are three sets of big day kuhuna. There's a kain gadol and there's a kain hedyot. And the kain gadol on Yom Kippur wears dalad begadim. The kain gadol all year long wears shmoina begadim. And the kain hedyot all year long wears dalad begadim. The Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim in Yumen, the first paragraph, daf yud beis on the beis, whether the dalad begadim of the kain gadol on Yom Kippur are identical. The big day boots, the big day lovon of the kain gadol, are they identical with the dalad begadim of the kain hedyot of all year long or not? What's the issue? Three of them are taka identical. There is no. What are the dalad begadim of the kain hedyot all year long? One is the avnei, one is the nichnasai. It's a pants, shirt. What else? Hat? A yarmulke. No, yeah. What is it called? The mikvas, the mitznefes. Mitznefes. And then he has a, what do you call a shirt? The meal. And then you have. Which is it called? Ksonis. And the kain gadol is called the meal. Okay? So you have a ksonis is a shirt, mechnasayim is the pants, and the mitznefes is the hat. And then a garb? Can you do a body by somebody without a garb? So those are the four big kain hedyot. So three of them, the mechnasayim, and the ksonis, and the mitznefes, are talking the same as the kain gadol wears on Yom Kippur. There's no difference. The only shabbat is what about the avnei? That's the machlokes hatanaim. The avnet of the kain gadol on Yom Kippur, where everything was big day boots, big day lavan. There was no wool. It was all linen. It was all linen. So the shayla is, what about the big day kain hedyot all year long? The three of the four begadim were taka boots. That's what it says. But the avnet is unclear in the chumash whether the avnet of the kain hedyot all year long was klayim. Did it have Semer and Pishtim, or was it all, or was not climb? It was the same avnet, the same kind of avnet the kain gadol wears on Yom Kippur, which is clearly boots, the big day lovin on Yom Kippur are just linen, no wool blended in at all. So that's the machlokes hatanaim. What about avnet shel kain hedyot? They say avnet shel kain hedyot kol hashana kulo. Zehu avnet shel kain gadol. Is it the same as the avnet the kain gadol on Yom Kippur means that it's also no kilayim? But he say no. Lo zehu avnet shel kain gadol. That's the machlokes. The Rambam passes l'alocha that it has kilayim. That the kain gadol on Yom Kippur wears dalad begadim that are only big day boots. Big day boots means linen. Only linen, no wool blended in at all. And the kain hedyot all year long wears dalad begadim. Three of them are identical with the kain gadol on Yom Kippur. And the avnei did have kilayim. The Avne did have klein. That's a machlokes hatanoim. Did it have klein or not? And the Rambam paskens it did have klein. Then there's a new question. Once you assume that it had klein, did it have tchelis in it or not? Doesn't say. That's a serious shaila aloch alamais. When Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalashim was interested, when he got Rabbi Kivegan and some, so he got everybody interested in buying the Machamah Migdosh and getting, what's his name? Getting Rothschild to put up the money to make a base Migdosh and the whole thing. So that all the shailas were brought up regarding the possibility of Hakrovus HaKarbonis Kuzman Hazeh. So one of the shailas was, but we don't have tchelis with tzitzis. So how are we going to have tchelis for Big Dikunin? So how can you have a coin doing avodah based on Migdosh? Don't you need tchelis for the Big Dikunin? Everybody was wondering, don't you need tchelis for the Big Dikunin? So part of the answer is for Kohen Gadol, you need tchelis. Who needs a Kohen Gadol? But we don't have a Kohen Gadol. What do you need a Kohen Gadol for? So we'll make a Kohen Hedyo. So does a Kohen Hedyo need any tchelis or not? So three out of the four, Kohen Hedyo only wears Dalo the Gadol. So three out of the four Gadol that he wears for sure don't need any tchelis. The only shayla is on the Yavneh. Because Yavneh is a machlokes hatanoim if it has any wool at all. Tchelis has to be a color and a material. It has to be zemer, that's tzavua tchelis. If you dye something else with the color of tchelis, that's not called tchelis alpidin. If you need tchelis, then you're not yetzer with that. Tchelis means it has to be wool, and it has to be dyed dafka that special color of tchelis. Whatever that color is, it's a different shayla we discuss. That's machlokes the Teferis Yisrael on the Mishnayis Moe. It has an introduction to Moe. It has one long kuntris on the Malachas of Shabbos. And then he has a shorter kuntris on the Big Dekunin, also in the introduction to Seder Moed. So in his introduction to the Big Dekunin, he quotes a machlokes Rashi in the Rambam, what color was the tchelis? Rashi on Chumash at the end of Parshas Shlach writes that the tchelis was the color of the sky at midnight. It means it was very dark blue. And the Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis describes that the tchelis is the color of the sky at noon, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Quite a discrepancy, whether it's light, very light, beautiful blue, light blue, or it's pitch black, dark blue. Complete contradiction. Shailan Kabbalah, this is Stephen Zohar, where it's supposed to be dark blue, light blue. So, the Kubbalah talking about, Rav Soloveitchik once gave a whole yard side to Rosh Hashanah. Chelek HaGodah was on that machlekes, but it's supposed to be dark blue or light blue. That machlekes is the Rambam and Rashi. So the question is as follows. The Avneit is the only one of the Dalet Begadim of the Kohen Hedyo that is even a question about. The other three begotten are only boots, are only pishton. So the only pishton, so certainly has no tchelis. The only shayla is on the avne, does it have any klayim or not? So machlokes hatanoim. So we paskin that it does have klayim. Fine. So just because it has klayim doesn't necessarily mean that it has tchelis in it. So there's a further shayla that the Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalashev brought up. He raised a new shayla. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara the Rishani whether it's supposed to have tchelis or not. Maybe he doesn't need chelis. Doesn't need chelis. He can have a base on Miglish and have kainim had yotim. So he won't make a kain gol. Make a kain gol. He won't be able to wear the big dikun and because they're supposed to have chelis. That says beferish. But the big dikun had you. Maybe don't need chelis. Even if you do need chelis, the question is maybe just like in tzitzis, chelis is not miyakev in tzitzis. So some gedolim suggested maybe chelis is not miyakev in big dikun either. Avil de tushta. It doesn't make any sense. That's what the other gedolim said that it's wrong. There's a mekurish at the sept and menachas. That although tchelis is not miyakev, it's a lovin and tzitzis, but it is miyakev and big dekunin. Any big dekunin that needs tchelis, and you didn't make the tchelis, it's possible for the yevon. So the shaila is whether the yavneh needs tchelis. If it does need tchelis, it's good. If it needs tchelis, then you have a problem. How can you have a based on migdosh, which kohen is going to wear big dekunin? How are you going to have an avneh if the yavneh needs kilayim and part of the tzemer has to be tzemer tzavua? So there's another kula that Pharisee Yisrael mentions again in his Kuntra's Big Dekuna in the beginning of Chelek Moed. So he writes, if you look in the Rambam only seems to mention Chalazon with respect to Tzitzis. You only have to have that special fish with that special color for the Tchelis and the Tzitzis. For the Tchelis and the Big Dekuna, he doesn't say you need Chalazon, it just says it has to be that color. Whatever color, either light blue or dark blue, whatever it is, he can make. That's another problem. How are we going to make tchelis in the Big Dekun if we don't know what color it is? Well, it's light blue or dark blue. It's another problem. But the problem of the chalazim will not faze us, he says, because from the Rambam is mashma that you don't need chalazim for tchelis of Big Dekun. It's only needed for tchelis of tzitzis. No, it has to be the same color as Tchelis is a certain color. It is dark blue, light blue, that's very unclear what it is. Whatever color it is, it doesn't necessarily have to come from that source. It doesn't have to come from the Chalazim. It can come from another source, but you still have to have. But then we would have the problem. How are we going to make it? If you need Tchelis in the Yavne, what color are you going to make it? All right, now Niyat, that you don't need a Chalazim. You're going to make a dark blue, light blue, and you're still up against the stone wall. What are you going to do here? You're going to pass my Rashi the Rama. How are you going to figure out who's right? Huh? Figure out? Give it a the Pharisees Israel and the Hakdomet, it's called the Kuntras on Big Dekuna in the beginning of Chelek Moe. So he points out this Machloik is Rashi in the Rambam, whether it's light blue or dark blue. The Rambam says light blue, the Rashi says dark blue. And then he points out from the Rambam, it would appear from the Rambam is Mashma, that you only need that the tchelis should come from the chalazon only for tzitzis. But tchelis for big dekuna, even when it's needed for sure, the big day kain godel, tchelis for big dekuna don't, the Rambam never says it has to be from chalazon, the Gemara never says either. So he says maybe as long as it's the right color, it's good. So the chalazon won't bother us. The only problem is what would be the right color? What? So they don't have a problem. What would be the right color? But others tell you that you don't need tchelis at all for avnet, even though you need kilayim, the avnet has to consist of kilayim. It doesn't have to have tchelis. It does need tchelis in avnet. So that would not pose a problem. There is a shaila in Poskim, what's the nature of the mitzvah of Levisha's Big Day Kuna? The Pasuk says we should make Big Day Kuna for Aaron Evan of Lechavod, all the Sephoris. So does that imply that's in Perek Chavches, Pasuk Beis? We see the Big Day Kodesh Liaron, Achicha Lechavod, all the Sephoris. Does that mean that it's an independent mitzvah, a sovereign mitzvah? The Kohanim should wear big dekuna is a separate mitzvah. Whether they're going to do avoid in the Beis Hamikdash or not, a separate mitzvah to wear big dekuna. Or doesn't mean no. The din is when the Kohanim are doing avoid, they're only kosher to do avoid if they wear big dekuna. Now the big dekuna should be pretty big dekuna, but it doesn't mean that it's a separate mitzvah of Levisha's big dekuna. The mitzvah of Levisha's big dekuna is only a hechsher mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. It's only a hechsher mitzvah in order to enable the Kohanim to do avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. The shaila is. Assuming the way the Rambam does, assuming the way we assume, that the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot had Kilayim, the other three Gvarim didn't have Kilayim. So does the Kohen Hedyot have to pull off the Gartel the second he finishes the Avodah? Or can he leave on the Avnet? The Avnet has Kilayim. So the Chora, how is he allowed to wear Kilayim? It's the Chanaveira. So he said, there is a to wear Kilayim. Would you wear Kilayim? So you're not allowed to wear Kilayim? So how does the Kohanim wear? The priests in the holy temple wear Kilayim. What's the answer? So the answer is no, but Makam Mitzvah is Mutter. So the question is, when is the Makam Mitzvah? Is the Makam Mitzvah only B'Shas HaAvoida? Or is it even Mutter Shloi B'Shas HaAvoida? So this is the Machlek, is the Rambam and the Raivah. The Rambam writes that the minute the Kohen Hedyot finishes the Avoida, he must remove the Avnet, otherwise he'll violate the Avera of wearing Kilayim. Shloi B'Shas Mitzvah. So there's no Heter Shloi B'Shas HaAvoida. The Heter is the mitzvah, the Rambam's opinion is that the mitzvah of wearing big dekuna is not an independent mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah, it's only a hechsher mitzvah to enable the kohen to be kosher to do avoda. So shlo b'shas avoda, the Rambam might point out. So the Rambam writes that shlo b'shas avoda, the kohen hedyot is not allowed to wear the big dekuna. And the Ravid, the Rambam only writes kohen hedyot. So the Rambam is very mashma that the kohen gadol is permitted to wear the big dekuna gedolah, the shmonim gadim, achilu shlo b'shas avoda. So that's the question, why? Why does the Rambam distinguish between Kohen Hedyot and Kohen Gadol? So the Beis Halevi has in the first Chelek, Beis Halevi, this is a classical topic, because the Shag Nisari has a similar matter. So everybody has to talk about this. Whether the Kohanim are allowed to wear, a lot of topics in the Gemara, but except for this, because the Shag Nisari made a whole essay about this, so that's why you have a lot of Svarim, everybody talks about this topic. And among them is the Beis Halevi, many others have. And again, the brothers have about this topic: is the kohen permitted to wear big dekuna with the shat and shaloi b'shas avoid? So 2 days in Taisus, and the machlek is the Rambam and the Rag. So the Beis Halevi points out that there is a in the Rambam. If you read carefully, the Rambam is in Hilchas Kilayim, and also in the Kalei HaMikdash. So if you read the Rambam carefully, he implies very clearly a distinction between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot. The Kohen Hedyot may only wear the Big Dekuna with the Kalayim, the Avnet, B'Shas Avoid. And he must remove the Avnet, take it after the Avoid is Nishlemes. Mashenik in the Kohen Gadol, the Rambam implies that he can wear the Big Dekuna Gadol all day long, despite the fact that it has to lie. So the Beis HaLevi suggests a pshat, why? Because there is a Machlekes Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon. And the Ravid says that they both may wear all day long. They write the right, the same God, like the companions, they both wear the big dikun all day long. So the Beis HaLevi suggests that Pshat in the Rambam. Certainly has Kilayim. The Kohen Gadol certainly has. On Yom Kippur, the Dalet B'Gadim of the Kohen Gadol don't have any Kilayim at all. It's only big day boots. But Kol Yemos HaShana, the Kohen Gadol have Kilayim. Right. And the Kohen Hedyo, the three out of the four big day Kohen Hedyo definitely don't have Kilayim. The only Machlokes HaTanayim, and you, Rapid Beis, is regarding the Avnet, whether Avnet Shel Kohen Gadol, Zehu Avnet Shel Kohen Hedyo, Zehu Avnet Shel Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. That's the matter. So the Beis HaLevi suggests Pshat in the Rambam as follows. He says there is a machlekes in Yume and Avot and in Sanhedrin. Both become amakomot b'shatz. Whether the machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda regarding the pasuk in this week's seder, it says v'hoi al mitzchay tamid, that the Kohen Gadol has to wear the tzitz tamid. How does the pasuk read? You are see such tzitz zahav perek chav ches pasuk lamed vav, and then the pasuk lamed ches it reads v'hoya al mitzcha tamid lerotzen lahem b'fnei Hashem. So there's machlokes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. How do you translate pshat in the pasuk? What is the tzitz? It says it's lerotzen lahem b'fnei Hashem. What do you mean the tzitz is meratzen on what? What is the tzitz meratzen on? So the Gemara says that tzitzis meratzen and korbanos that became tamid. The din is that if a korban is tamid, it's pasul. So what if by mistake you are makar rivet? By mistake, b'shegig b'meizid, menatera doesn't matter. But the rabbanon they made a penalty that if did b'meizid, it's pasul. But menatera doesn't matter whether b'shegig b'meizid, you makar rivet korban that's tamid, it's no good. So what happens if you have the tzitz? The pasuk says if the tzitz is there, then it's meratzen on the psul of tumah and the korban is kosher. So there's machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. What do you mean that tzitz is meratzah? So one time it says only when he's wearing it. Odehu al mitzchay meratzah. Einu odehu al mitzchay. Einu meratzah. The pasuk says v'hoi al mitzchay tamid leratzah lahem b'fnei Hashem. The Kohen Gadol has to wear the tzitz all day long, tamid, in order to get a ritzui leratzah lahem b'fnei Hashem. In order to get a ritzui for the korbanos of Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara says lahem means only for Yiddish korbanos. As anocher bring that korban, so the Gemara says that the tzitz is not meratzah. Sit is only Meratz and Karbonis that are brought by Bnei Yisrael. The Ratz and Lahem, Lele Ratz and Yom Yisrael. So one time it says, and that's how we pass from it, that Sit is only Meratz when it's on Mitzchah. The other time it says, no, it says, Tomid Le Ratz. You don't read it, V'hoi on Mitzchah Tomid, the way we do, V'hoi on Mitzchah Tomid, the Kohen Gadol should always wear the Tzitz, in order that he should get a Ritzui, a Hechsher, for the Karbonis Bnei Yisrael that are offered. Betumah, but it rather means, V'hoi on Mitzchah, Tomid l'rotz l'hem l'fnei Hashem. The tzitz is always meratzah, whether it's on mitzvah or not. The only time it's not meratzah, the Gemara says, if nish meratzitz, if it broke, if it's smashed, and it's not in the shape of a tachshit anymore, then it's not meratzah. But if the tzitz is in existence, it's meratzah even if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it. So the halacha, we paskin, the Rambam paskin in the Arach HaZokeh, that the tzitz is only meratzeh odehu al mitzchoy. When he's not wearing the tzitz, it's not meratzeh. So memela, how do you read the pasuk v'hoi al mitzchoy tamid? That's how the trap reads v'hoi al mitzchoy tamid kama l'rotz l'am l'fnei Hashem, not v'hoi al mitzchoy kama tamid l'rotz l'am. So if it says v'hoi al mitzchoy tamid, he should wear the tzitz all day long. So the Beis HaLevi says, but he's only going to wear the tzitz. Aren't the begadim akhtim zeh? Does it make sense to wear some begadim and not about the others? Guy's going to run around the dormitory in underwear. That's the same as running around naked. Guy's going to walk around like with dungarees. Guy's going to walk around with sneakers. There's no big dikuna. He has to wear, either he wears all the big dikuna, he doesn't wear the big dikuna. The idea of big dikuna is that if the person wears fancy gadim, he realizes he has a hashivas of a mensch, then he'll do the avodah like a mensch. If the guy's going to walk around, Kohen's going to walk around like a slop, so he'll do the avodah like a slop. Has to dress beautifully. And if the guy's a Kohen Gadol, then he has to wear big dikuna. If he's a chief rabbi, then gor. The more chashuv a person is, the more chashuv his begadim have to be. Not only that other people should know, that he should know his own chashuv. Everybody has to recognize his chashuv. The Amoraim are very machten on wearing fancy begadim. The Amora says it's called the begadim mechabdusa. The begadim are mechabed the person. The begadim give the person the sense of importance and chashuv is odd. It's very important. Otherwise, what did the Torah make a whole thing of big dikuna for? What do you need the whole thing for? The Rabbanu Shlom, you have to make him happy with the big dikuna. He wants the Kohanim to realize their Hashim. So the Beis HaLevi claims, if the din is that the tzitz is only meratze when the kohen gadol is wearing it, what is only going to wear the tzitz alone? Run around in a regular suit, just with the tzitz. That's nothing. You have to wear all the begodim. If you're mechusa begodim, so it's like not wearing any begodim. You have to wear either all or nothing. So the din is you have to wear everything. So the meila, the kohen gadol fashteitzach, has to wear the big dikuna all day long in order to be meratze on whatever korbanos may happen to become tummy. That's his interpretation of the Rambam. So the Rambam only says that the kohen head yot wears the big day, wears the abnet shel kelaim shloibishas avodah, he gets malchus, he violates an avera, because the kohen head yot only has a mitzvah to wear big dekuna bishas avodah. Because wearing big dekuna for the kohen head yot is only a hechsher mitzvah. It's in order to enable him, in order to make him kosher to do avodah sakarbonis. But the kohen gadol is wearing big dekuna for another purpose, not only to be machshir the kohen gadol to enable him to do hakrovah sakarbonis. It's in order to acquire ritzui, the ratzon lehem lefnei Hashem, in order to get hechsher of the korbanos that became tamei. And that's in order to wear the tzitz all day long. You have to wear all the shmein of gadol, either all or nothing. That's how the Beis Halevi suggests. Rav Soloveitchik says you can say like the Beis Halevi, and even easier, you don't have to go at this roundabout to say because of the ritzui tzitz. What if it happens right now that you know that nothing is going on in the Beis Hamikdash? The bad years, everybody's poor, no one's being makar of any korbanos today. So then you, according to the Beis Halevi, you would say the Kohen Gadol should take off the tzitz, should take off all the big dekuna, because it has kilayim, and there's no need for the tzitz to be meratze. So Rav Soloveitchik thought you can say along the same lines of the Beis Halevi and say slightly differently, that as far as the Kohen Gadol is concerned, it's a mitzvah on the Kohen Gadol. That's how the Rambam implies in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash. He writes it's a mitzvah to appoint the Kohen Gadol, and the mitzvah is that the Kohen Gadol should be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long wearing his big dekuna. The Kohen Head Yot is not a mitzvah. He's not part of the furniture of the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol is part of the furniture of the Beis HaMikdash. He has his mitzvosoi to sit or to stand, whatever it is, in the Beis HaMikdash all day long. Visit the chvoidoi uvisifartoi, to wear his big dekun all day long, not only because of the tzitz meratze. Even if the no karbonah is taking place right now, still a mitzvah to have the Kohen Gadol around to wearing the big dekun. That's the tzuras HaMikdash. On Beis HaMikdash with the Kohen Gadol, with the Kelim. Kohen Hedyot is not part of the Tzuras HaMikdash. That's a din. If you want to do Avodah, you need a Kohen, and the Kohen, in order to be kosher, has to have Bigdei Malem. And the Raiva disagrees with the whole Rambam. The Raiva says, like the other opinion of Tosis, Tosis has 2 days about this. The Raiva follows the other opinion of Tosis, that even a Kohen Hedyot may wear the big dekuna all day long. That there's no problem. The question is why? I'd explain the Raiva. So one could interpret the Ravid, and his opinion is, it says, V'yosisa bigdei kodesh li'aron achicha l'chavod u'l'sefaris. It's not only li'aharon achicha, but the kohen gadol it's l'chavod u'l'sefaris. It's even for the bigdei b'nei aharon, even for a kohen hedyot also. For all of them. The first passage says, Hakarei elecha saharon achicha v'ezbona v'ito. And then it says, V'yosisa bigdei kodesh li'aron achicha l'chavod u'l'sefaris. Does that only lechavod u'l'sefaris implies that it's a separate mitzvah to wear big dekuna? That's only for kohen gadol, or does that even apply to kohen hedyot? So maybe that's the Ravid sheet, that bein kohen gadol, bein kohen hedyot have a separate, independent, sovereign mitzvah to wear big dekuna, even if they're not doing avodah. It's a separate mitzvah to wear big dekuna. Or that's one pshat. That's how Rav Soloveitchik thinks that the pshat is like that. The Ravid holds that the mitzvah is to wear big dekuna all day long. And the classical Mefarshim all interpret the Ravid that he holds a different word. No, he agrees with the Rambam that the mitzvah of wearing big dekuna for kohen hedyot is only b'shas avoda. Shaloi b'shas avoda, there is no mitzvah to wear big dekuna. If there's no mitzvah, so why does he allow him to wear the shatnez of the yavneh shaloi b'shas avoda? So the classical Mefarshim say because kilayim big dekuna, the Ravid sheet is in his hutra and it's not the chuyah. That's a shayla. Whenever you have kilayim and tzitzis, or let's say you have tumah, you have korbanos akorah b'tumah, korbish esmana kavu as korah b'tumah, do you say that the tumah is hutra b'tzibah, or do you say that the tumah is dechuyah b'tzibah? So that's a machlokes satanoim. So here also there's such a shaila. What's the nature of the din that kilayim is mutar and big dekuna? Is it that it's hutra, heter gomer, or is it that it's dechuyah? So the classical Mefarshim explained, that's how Tosis presented, and that's how the Achronim interpret in the Ravid. The Ravid sheet is like the Rambam, that the mitzvah of the kohen hedyot to wear big dekuna only applies b'shas avodah, because it's not really an independent mitzvah. It's only a hechsher mitzvah to enable him to be kosher avodah. But the Ravid sheet is that even shloi b'shas avodah, he's allowed to wear the big dekuna because it's hutra. What has it got to do with hutra? It doesn't make any sense. What do you mean hutra? The chilek between hutra and tchuyah is Is it a very good heter? Heter gomer, you don't even have to try to avoid it. Or is it only dechuya, which means v'koshi hitira ha-Torah? If it's b'leis breire, if it's the efshe l'kaim shneyem, nope. So you have no breire, then it's mutter. But if it's efshe l'kaim shneyem, then it's also. That's how the Gemara says in Yuma, davav on the base. What's the difference between if we're saying whether something is hutra or saying that something is dechuya? So the Gemara says the difference is if it's efshe l'kaim shnei. That's the whole difference. So how can you say pshat and derive it over here that the kohen hedyu is permitted to wear big likuna shaloi afilu shaloi b'shas avoida because kilayim and big likuna is hutra? So what? What's the difference when it's hutra or tchuya? But it's only hutra or tchuya when he's doing the mitzvah. If he's not doing the mitzvah, so there's no heter, there's no tchuya, there's nothing. So why should it be mutter at all? That's like saying like this. The Gemara says there in Yume that the machloikis hatanayim, whether tuma is hutra b'tzibur, tuma tchuya b'tzibur, is only with respect to being makar of karbonis tzibur b'tuma. What about being makar of karbonis tzibur b'shabbos? On Shabbos he makar of all the tmidim and masafim. Is that a machlokes whether it's hutra or tchuya? So the Gemara says no. There everybody agrees that it's hutra. So what does it mean it's hutra? Being mechal Shabbos for the purpose of hakrovis karbonis shizmanim kavua. The Shabbos is heter gomer. The chilul Shabbos is heter gomer. So does that mean that the kohen can smoke a cigar also the Shabbos that he's doing that avoda? No, he can't listen to the radio while he's doing that avoda either. The only thing that's mutter is the thing that's mutter to be makar of the karbonis. That maloche. So the Gemara had a Shabbos, is that hutra? The Gemara says hutra. But just because it's hutra means he can do more averis. He can't. He can only do the thing that is hutar. So that's the pel over here. What do you mean? The rivet sheet is, and Taisa says like that, that you're permitted to wear big dikuna afilu shloi b'shas avoida, even though the mitzvah wearing big dikuna is only b'shas avoida. Shloi b'shas avoida is absolutely no mitzvah at all, but it's mutar anyway, because b'shas avoida, the heter is so good that it's hutra. So what that it's hutra? But shloi b'shas avoida, there should be no heter at all? So what's the difference whether b'shas avoida it's hutra or dechuya, but whatever the heter is, it doesn't apply shloi b'shas avoida. That's the pella. That's what the mefarshim is. So the Rav explained that it's not a kash. There's a pirush hamiyuchas laharayvit. There's a pseudo rayvit. It's written by somebody else, but it's printed in the Gemara. It says it has the rayvit's name on top. Vidama set has tomid. It's a very long commentary on tomid, line by line, on every mishnah. That was claimed to have been written by the rayvit, and all of the achrayim say it's not really so. But not pirush hamiyuchas laharayvit. He poses this kash. That's one of the rays that you know it's not the rayvit because that rayvit on tomid disagrees with the rayvit over here. It's one of the 101 rays. The Ravid on Tamid and the Pirush HaMiyuchas Ravid on Tamid disagrees with this Ravid on the Yara HaZok. There he says it doesn't make sense to say that just because it's Hutra, it's Mutar even Shloi B'Shas Avoda. So, but the Ravid seems to hold that it is so. The Ravid holds that the Big Dekuna, the Kohen Hedyu may wear even Shloi B'Shas Avoda. So one way to explain the Ravid is that he holds that there's a mitzvah even Shloi B'Shas Avoda. That wearing Big Dekuna is a separate mitzvah, just like by Kohen Gadol it's a separate mitzvah. So the Kohen Hedyu it's also a separate mitzvah. It's not just to be machshe him to do the Avoda. And another beer in the Ravid is the classical pshat in the Ravid that the Ravid holds the mitzvah of wearing big bikkun is only b'shas avoda, and shloi b'shas avoda there's no mitzvah, but it's mutter anyway because kilayim and big bikkun is hutra. So the pell is, what do you mean hutra? Like the pirush hamiyuchas l'Ravid has come down. What do you mean hutra? Hutra is only when you have the mitzvah, but if there's no heter, shloi b'shas avoda is neither hutra nor tchuya. So what are they talking about? So Rav Soloveitchik explained that it's not a kasha. What is the difference between hutra and tchuya? What does it mean that if something, let's say, if tuma is hutra b'tzibur, it's heta gomor b'shofi, heta gomor, you don't have to worry about it at all. Even if you can avoid it, there's no need to avoid it. It's heta gomor meikor, it's no problem at all. But all this dechuya, the Rashi in Brachas Daf Kof uses a lashon b'koshi hitirasai hatar, b'leis breir it's mutter. But if you have a breir, if it's efshel l'kaim shneim, then you have to try to avoid it. What does that mean exactly? That if it's hutra, it's heta b'shofi, heta gomor. No problems, you don't even have to avoid it. And if it's dechuya, it's b'koshi hitirasei ha-Torah, and if it's efshel l'kaim shneim, you have to avoid it. What's the halachic uptight of this? What's a good heter or a shvach heter? Heter is a heter. What's the difference between hutra and dechuya? So the Rav explained that the difference means the following. Dechuya means, like esei doicha lo esei, the tzorach kiyam ha-mitzvah is matar li-averus. So if, let's say, kilayim is mutar and big dekune, it's a p'china of dechuya, that's only the doicha is only present b'shas when you're doing avoda b'shas ha-mitzvah. Shaloi b'shas avoda there's no mitzvah. If you should assume there's no independent mitzvah of levishas big dekuna, the mitzvah only is to do the avoda. So shaloi b'shas avoda there's no mitzvah to be doicha. So what's going to be the heter? So that's the Rambam shita obviously. That kilayim and big dekuna is only dechuya, and the doicha is only b'shas when you have mitzvah. The mitzvah is only b'shas avoda for a kohen hedyu. And perhaps the Raivit sheet is that it's Hutra. Hutra means a whole different word. Hutra doesn't mean that the Tzorech HaMitzvah, Tzorech Mitzvah A is Mati Risa B. No, that's the Chuyah. The Tzorech HaMitzvah is Mati something. That's called the Chuyah. Doichid knocks it off and it's Mati. Hutra means that when the Torah gave, that's how Rashi writes in Brachas Tachol, Hutra means like this. When the Torah forbid wearing Kilayim, the Torah said you're not allowed to wear Kilayim except in a case of Vigdei Kuna. So that means that not that the Tzorech HaMitzvah of Hakrovas Karbonis is Mata the Yisr, that's called the Chuyah. No. It means the object, the Cheftz of Vigdei Kuna, was exempted from the Yisr Kilayim. When the Torah writes in Yisr, don't wear Kilayim, so it's understood, Kiluud writes in Chumash, don't wear Kilayim unless they're Vigdei Kuna. So if the Cheftz of Vigdei Kuna is Matir, then it's even Mutar Shleibish HaSavoyda. Because the Cheftz is a Cheftz of Vigdei Kuna even when he's not doing the Avoyda. If you say that Kilayim and Vigdei Kuna is only the Chuyah, so the doch has to be the Kima Mitzvah. The Kima Mitzvah is only one you're doing the Avoid, while the Kohen is doing the Avoid. But if the Heter is not based on the Chuyah, means that the Kima Mitzvah is the doch, means that the Chefza was exempted, this Chefza was exempted from the Yisr Kilai, it's Big Dikun. So it's Big Dikun all day long. I feel the Shleibishas Avoid. And that's how Tosis points out in Menachos. Tosis points out that even if you hold that Kilai, the Big Dikun is Hutro. In Afilu Shleibishas Avoida, you can also wear the Kilayim in the Big Dikuna, like the Ravid sheet against the Rambam. Tosis also has the both dates. Even if you hold like the Ravid, but Tosis quotes at the Sefte, but you're not, the kind of Hedyuk is not allowed to wear the Big Dikuna, Shleibishas Avoida, Chutz LaMikdash. That far not. Why is Chutz LaMikdash not? If Shleibishas Avoida is Mutter, because it's Hutra, so Mali Bamikdash, Mali Chutz LaMikdash? And the answer is no, because there's a Mishnah in Zvach and Peches, when the Mishnah says that Klisharis are only, whenever you put something into a Klisharis, so it's Makadoshit. If you put Menachos and Nisachim into a Klisharis, it gives it a Kedushas Guf Mamizbeach. When you make the Kedushas Peh on a Mincha or on a Nesach Yayin, it only gets a Kedushas Domim Lamizbeach. We discussed it last week, we must have discussed it on several occasions. When you put it into the Klisharis, that gives it the Kedushas Guf Lamizbeach. So the Mishnah says in Zvachim, in Daf Pei Chesam and Aleph, that all the klisharis are a mekachim ela b'kodesh. They're only mekachim called mal that they are in the azorah. If you take a klisharis out of the azorah, it has kedusha, but it's not called klisharis. It only has the shame klisharis when it's in the azorah. So apparently that's what the Tosefta is driving at. That's how Rav Soloveitchik explained. Tosefta says that even if you hold kilayim in Bigdei Kuna is hutra, and the kohen gadol is allowed to wear the Bigdei Kuna afilu shloi b'shas avodah, that's only when he's in the mikdash. But if he's chutz lamikdash, then not. Why? Because it's not even called Big Day Kuna. It has Kedusha, but it's not called Klisharis. So the Heter only was, even if you're Hutra, the Hutra was on Big Day Kuna is Hutra. But it's not called a Heft on Big Day Kuna, just like the Mishnah says in Zvach and Peches, the Klisharis are not called Klisharis Chutz LaMikdash.
He said it's only
Chutz LaMikdash,
but it's not called Klisharis Chutz LaMikdash.
I mean, they should rush to do the Avodah quickly. That's why Kohanim's reason, hey. Somebody said that. That's why the Kohanim always run. The Gemara says, Kohanim are always running to do the Avodah. So someone said, why? Because the Raivit cheated. That it's the Chuyah. I don't know, what's one of the Achranim I think says? Because it's the Chuyah, so they have to be Memayik the time that they wear. Because the Gemara later in Makkah says, let's say a guy puts on climb and he wears it for an hour. Another wise guy puts on climb and wears it for 2 hours. So the Gemara says, the one who wears it for 2 hours, there's a bigger Avera, a longer Avera. He gets more Malkus, the Gemara says. He gets more Malkus than the one who wears it only for 1 hour. So it's not, you don't just say that, he put on the Kalayim and he wore it, but Mali, 1 hour, Mali, 2 hours. No, the longer you wear the Kalayim, the more you are repeating the Avera. Every minute that you continue to wear the Kalayim and you're not patient, the Gemara says, then you get more Malkus. The problem that the Rishonim discussed, why isn't it labeled as a Lav Shein Bo Maaseh? The continuing to wear the Kalayim and not being patient, why should you be like it? So it's discussed, we'll get to it later in the parak. But the Gemara says, Mefurish, that every minute that you continue to wear Kalayim B'Yisr is an added Avera. It's not just that it's one long Avera, you put on Kalayim and you're still wearing it. So if someone suggested like that, that's why the Gemara says, Kohanim, reason behind that they're always rushing. The Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't only say in the sense that they're careful. The Gemara says, reason in the sense that they're always running. Why are they running? Because they want to hurry, if according to the Ravid, they want to be Memayit in these, because it's only the Chuyah. You have to be Memayit Bizman who is.
Why they could sit down while they were eating.
No, that's a different shaila. when they eat the kachim kachim, are they allowed to sit? So some say no, because they ain't yeshiva bazara. The other rishonim had 2 days in Tosfos, and the shidim could bet this on the board. The other rishonim say yes, because it's letzorach hakrov, it's letzorach hakrov on it. What do you mean to wear klaim shaloi b'shas avoda? Yeah. So that's machlek is the Rambam and the Ravid. No? So the Ravid holds mutter, so there are 2 ways to explain the Ravid. One is there's a separate mitzvah to wear big tikkun all day long. It's b'shas mitzvah. The other pshat is no. It's the mitzvah, the Ravid agrees with the Rambam, the mitzvah is only b'shas avoda. Shaloi b'shas avoda, there is no separate mitzvah on a kohen head you to wear big tikkun. But still, since the heter b'shas avoda was one of hutra, not of the chuyo, and hutra means that the heftza of big tikkun was exempted from the yisr. Not that The tzarach hamitzvah is mata the yisr. A is doicha b. Duchi means that mitzvah A is doicha yisr b. But if you're hutra, it doesn't mean that the mitzvah is matter. It means that the chefza big dekun was exempted from the yisr. So it's big dekun all day long. Kol zman is in the mikdash.
You can say tzarach mitzvah whenever time they have to
throw a krabba. But then he finished the hakrabba. So let him take off the apne. Shas hakrabba is avar amuta. But after he finishes the hakrabba, let him take off the apne. The rabbi says, no need. He doesn't have to take it.
How much they have to separate mitzvahs? Is that even outside of English?
No, and certainly not. No mitzvah to wear. No, mitzvah is only to wear it in the Beis Hamikdash. Even the kain gadol that there's certainly a separate mitzvah that you should wear it. That's only in the Beis Hamikdash. That's how the Rambam describes in Hilchos Klei Hamikdash. He says the mitzvah of kain gadol that you should be in the Beis Hamikdash all day long. The chvodo of the sefarad. But it's only in the Beis Hamikdash. Not that you should be chutz l'mikdash or anything. The Chumash writes that there are two dinim of a kohen. Of kohen, there's a kohen gadol and a kohen hedyot. There's a strange chakira, you might call it, in achronim. Chakira I use in a derogatory sense, because chakira is something corny. So the achronim have a chakira. What's the pshat in a kohen gadol? Is he a different animal b'chnei atzmo, that's a kohen hedyot, then there's a kohen gadol? Or do you say no? A kohen gadol is a kohen hedyot, and in addition to being a kohen hedyot, he also has a kedusha sinik doyle. On top of that, he has 2 levels of kedusha. Why not gemina? So the achronim say, oh! Let's say the kain is 20 years old. Let's say he comes to the Zimich, wants to do avoda. If they're all from Minchas Chinuch before he does the karbonos, what happens? The kain steigs away. The age of 45, they appoint him kain gadol. The age of 65, make him kain gadol. So the first time he's appointed as a kain gadol, he has to bring again Minchas Chinuch before he does an avoda after being appointed a kain gadol. The question is, what if the guy was a kain, but he never bothered to come to the Beis Hamikdash? Certainly, she didn't learn. Then they decide they want to make him the kain gadol. Okay, so they give him a kedushas kunik doilo, fine. He comes to the Beis Hamikdash and he has to start doing avoda. So does he have to bring one minchas chinuch or does he have to bring 2 minachas chinuch? But that's a machlokes. It's a whole tumul in Torah's Kohanim and Yerushalmi or Shaila whether he has to bring 1 or 2. So what's the Shaila? So Achronim say that this is the machlokes. Is a kain gadol a different kain? A kain hedyot is 1 level of kain. A kain gadol is a different kain. A gantz and a different animal, a different thing. So it's a different thing. And now he was appointed a kohen gadol. He's no longer a kohen hedyot. So he's going to do avoda. Now he's a kohen gadol. He only needs 1 minhag. Or do you say no, that a kohen hedyot, when appointed a kohen gadol, retains his status as kohen hedyot. He doesn't forfeit his kedusha as kohen hedyot. And in addition to that, he has also, on top of it, superimposed upon the status of kohen hedyot, he also has another status of kohen gadol. In which case, if he wants to do an avoda now, then he has to bring 2 minhag. One because he's a regular kohen who wants to do an avoda. One because he's a kohen gadol. Let's say he never did before. Let's say if the guy did avoda as a kohen hedyot, now he's appointed kohen gadol, then it's mafurish. He only has to bring 1 minhag. But what if he never did avoda in his lifetime, and now they appoint him as a kohen gadol? So he has to bring a minhag. Does he have to bring 1 or 2?
He's
still
one person. Is two
right, that's why you can dig this up with the whole Talius. You can say the whole Hakira is a joke. And this interdependence is not correct. I mean, one person say he brings one. Well, no, he brings two because he has two dinim. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's a hakira. It doesn't mean that there's any validity to the whole hakira. But the kangaroo is also kind of heavy dana. So I kind of want to make more nafkiminis, but the kangaroo is also kind of heavy dana. It's a very strange hakira. What do we need more things on? You design on this. What's the halacha if the kohen doesn't bring him in haskinah? What if the kohen comes to the Beis HaMikdash the first time in his life to do avodah and he doesn't bring him in haskinah? Is the avodah possible with the yevid or not? What if you're not mechanic? So that's a machlokes in Rishonim. It's a question of girsos. It's a question of girsos in Yerushalmi. Like I said, the Rambam, I think, says one way, and the Rashi and Teres Kohanim says the other way. So basic, what the correct girsos is in the Yalkut Shimoni, in the Teres Kohanim, in the Yerushalmi. That's the question with Makarios. What happens if a Kohen once brought a Minhas Kinoch, and now he's appointed as a Kohen Gadol? Now he's also supposed to bring a second min haskinah. That's the Kevi Shemar. What if he doesn't bring that min haskinah? Yeah. That, a lot of Akhrenim are noted to say over there, here for sure it's not miyakev. The only time a shayach to say the min haskinah is miyakev, if the Kohen never brought a min haskinah in his lifetime. So he was never mechunach, so to speak. He never had a chinuch as a Kohen hakasha la'akrov. But if he once had a chinuch, just that now he was enticed if he was misalat to become a kangol, he just didn't bring the new min haskinah. So that if some akhrenim want to say that would certainly not be miyakev. Only the other one would be miyakev. What if then, let's say, the mizbeach? Let's say you build a mizbeach. Come to the Beis HaMikdash, you buy up the plot from the Arabs, you bomb the mosque, you build the Beis HaMikdash, you make a mizbeach, and then we're ready to be makruf karbonis. So what do you just walk in, you makruf karbonis? If they build it to size, and you makdash it. So you makruf karbonis, and the Mishnah says, Menachas, no. You have to be mechanach the mizbeach. How do you mechanach the mizbeach? The Mishnah says, "Hey, mechanech chasam mizbeach, hello, the tomin shel shachar." You can't bring in the middle of nowhere. You can't bring any carbon you choose to. You have to bring dafke a tomin shel shachar first. What if you didn't bring the tomin shel shachar first? Is the chinuch ma'akev or not? That's also a diyun in poskim. It doesn't say beferish in the Gemara. That's a shaila in the Birkei Yosef, the Hilchos Pesach, the Birkei Yosef by the Chido, writes. He talks in Hilchos Pesach and Aruch Chaim about the idea that the Rishonim had. And throughout the generations of the Achronim to go to Yerushalayim and make a mizbeach and be makar of a korban pesach. They didn't know that it was in the hands of the Arabs that they had a mosque. They were all thinking of the possibility of being makar of korbanos. So, they have to figure out, they have to measure amabayana from the Islam Arabic. Now they know exactly where the mizbeach is. Now that they discovered 15, 20 years ago, the underground tunnels in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Mishnayis and Josephus both describe exactly which tunnel led to which room and so on, but now they know exactly where the Mishnayis are. Right. They know how big the Harabais. No, it says how big the Harabais. It says all the measurements, how big everything was. They have enough tunnels in Solon to figure out everything that's missing. Don't wish I lived, and his bed was supposed to be 32 amas by 32 amas. So how do you know how long an amas is? That's my, you know exactly where the spot is. You know where you're supposed to measure from. How do you know how long an amas is? That's one of the problems. Then you won't know where it is. That's one of the problems. That's one of the problems. How will you know? But the din is that the lamed beis amah, lamed beis amah is not miyakev yet. The Gemara says it has to be a square. Ribuah is miyakev. It doesn't have to be lamed beis amah. It has to be a certain minimum size. What's the minimum size? So the Gemara has in Yuma a machlokes, I think, whether Zvachim. The Gemara has a machlokes whether it has a chumash say, let's accept it. Three amas by three amas. One tanis with one amah by one amah. I think the Rambam passes only one amah by one amah is machlokes. If it's less than one by one amah, then it's no good. But if it's more, as long as it's a square, it's okay. There's a certain minimum height that it has to be, and a certain minimum size has to be. But it doesn't have to be lamed beis on lamed beis. So then you can, that is already possible to figure out. Within the margin of error, taking the various sheets, how long an arm is, they measure from where the walls should have been, where the mizbeach should be. So So it's possible to make a mizbeach that would be a square, the minimum size of mizbeach, that would be l'chola deis on the right spot. You can't start making mizbeach wherever you want it. The mizbeach has to be in the spot where the old mizbeach was. You can't put a mizbeach somewhere else in the base of mikdash, it won't be kosher l'akrov. So once you say like that, it doesn't have to be the lamin beis ham, lamin beis ham, that's not the akiv of the yevi, that's the gemara, the ramin kol, that l'alocha, then it's shaykh to me. Don't you need what? Right, that's another problem. That's what the Binyan Tzion threw in. That's why he calls his shuvah Binyan Tzion, because the first shuvah was to Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer about his einfall to build the Beis HaMikdash. So he says, he insists that you need a Novi, because of the Sifrei, says on the Pasuk, L'shich Nesirushu, Rosh Al-Pi Novi. That's what the Bris Kerov Tain is in the Shurim on Zvachim Dav Samach, where this Gemara comes from. Shloshu Dvarim Shum Gimel Zekeinim. This whole story, Bizman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kain, leading Mais HaShem to Yerushalayim. So on that daf in Zvachim, the Gemara says, Gimel Nevi, Molo Yimai Mibavo. So the Bris Kerov says, you see from the Gemara that the Sifrei is right, that you need a Novi, Rosh Al-Pi Novi. Otherwise, you can say the Gemara never quotes that Rosh Al-Pi Novi, maybe it's not La'alof, maybe you don't pass like that. So the Bris Kerov said, no, you do pass like that. The Gemara says, Gimel Nevi, Molo Yimai Mibavo, and one was to tell him, Al Mokam HaMizbeach. You don't have a Novi, so you're not allowed to figure it out based on archaeological cheshbonis, where the Mizbeach has to be. That's their taina. That's the Bris Kerov's taina with the Binyan Tzion. Or this, the sin came way before this girl. Others hold we don't pass like that, Lalo. But it's not necessary to have a Navi. The reason why they needed a Navi in the days of Ezra Nehemiah was because the first Beis HaMikdash was the Oru Ad HaYisaybo. It was burnt down to the base. There was nothing left. There was no Rishum and Nikar. So there was no method archaeologically or otherwise to figure out where the Makom HaMizbeach should be. But Bizman HaZeh, we have the Kosel on Aravi left. So from the Kosel you can figure out all the other Cheshbonis. So maybe today we would not need a Navi. That's what the others argue. They think that with the Binyan Tzion and the Bris Kerov. So you only needed a Navi then, because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ad HaYisaybo, they destroyed everything, so there's nothing to measure from. So you have to have Ruach HaKodesh to know where the Makom HaMizbeach is.
The Kohen can't bring a carbon until he brings his Mitzvah to the And he can't bring a carbon on the Mizbeach until he brings his Mitzvah to the Shoshaka.
Right.
So how is going to be that to the Shoshaka?
Good question. I mean, how did everything start in the very beginning? I don't know. Mistama then, the halacha was that you didn't need him in Hasinah. What's going to be by the third base of Mitzvah? I don't know. It's a good question. Very good question. A mincha, yeah. A regular carbon mincha. But since usually mincha you make meats and you burn the kolmitz and the shiori ha-mincha, what's left over, the shiraim is nechal to the zichri kune, but a mincha with a bala korban, the bala mincha is a kohen, is always kolil. The entire mincha is burnt on the mizbeach. There's no kmitz at all. You know, not that you do a kmitz and you burn everything, you don't even do a kmitz, possibly, just burn the whole thing. So I started to mention before, just like there's a machlekes in Rishonim, whether the mincha's chinuch is ma'akev, Machlekes and Rishonim based on the Kairos and the Yalkut Shemayin and the Sifrei and the Sifroi and Yerushalmi and Yuma, whether if the Kohen never brought him in Haschinach and he goes ahead and he does Avodah, would he avoid a big Sheira Psula? So too there's a similar Shaila in the Birkei Yosef and Hilchas Pesach when he discusses this Einfall to make him based on Mikdash with the Mizbeach and be Makrav Korban Pesach is Manazel. So he says, how can you do that? You can't be Makrav Korban Pesach on the floor, you have to have a Mizbeach. And just because you made a structure, that's not called a Mizbeach, it has to have a Kedushas on Mizbeach. And how do you make a kedusha on the mizbeach? So the Mishnah says in Menachos, "Ein mechanech on the mizbeach ela b'tomid shel shachar." So we don't have any tomid shel shachar. Tomid shel shachar, gotta go collect machzah shekel money to bring a tomid shel shachar. How come throughout all the generations that's the chidos kash? How come throughout all the generations the rishonim and the poskim were discussing the possibility of making a mizbeach being makriv korban pesach? How can you makriv korban pesach without first having been makriv the tomid shel shachar to be mechanech on the mizbeach? That's his kasha. So he suggests, see if he gives a few answers in Pasuk. So one of the answers is that whole din, Ein Mechanech on the Mizbeach, Ela B'Tom Shoshach, is just L'Hatchil. That's B'Diyevet, it's not Miyakeh. It could be that Machloikis is similar to this Machloikis. Machloikis over here. You have to be Mechanech a Koyin with a Minchas Chinuch. You can't be Mechanech a Koyin with anything else. Is that Miyakeh B'Diyevet? What if he went ahead and he did Avodah? Maybe that Avodah is Mechanech. Who says it's ma'akev b'riyevet, dafke that minchas chinuch is mechanechim. Maybe any other avod is mechanechim. So just like there's machlokes by what's mechanech, a kohen hedyo, or dafke the minchas chinuch or anything, there's such a similar shaila in later achronim. And if you do another achronim, whether the chinuch ha-mizbeach ha-chitzon is b'tal m'shashach, whether that's ma'akev, or lav dafke, k'mi mechanech k'mizbeach ha-chitzon with any avod b'riyevet. Licha, chila tak b'tal m'shashach. B'riyevet, you can start with any hakrovus hakrovus.
really answer this question. Depending on which side of the machlokes, you hope to answer this question.
Not either.
But if you hold that a coin, it's not makis. The coin can be makis with tamid shel shachar. If you hold it for the mizbeach, you don't need a tamid shachar. It can be makis with mitzvah.
Okay, yeah, that's what you meant either. I thought that these two are tolis abizeh in a certain sense. When the halacha says what's mechanech, is that makis b'di'evad or not? So if it is makis b'di'evad, then they're both no good. It's not either this is a kula, that's a kula. You have two kulas to rely on. I thought it's one kula, and if it's no good, so what is the kula? Maybe the kohanim will have a tchias hameisim will do the avodim beis hamikdash, and they already had a chinuch. The Gemara says no. The Gemara says in Yuma they'll need a new chinuch. The Gemara says ahar nevanu after the tchias hameisim. The Gemara says in Yuma we'll need a new kiddush kuhuna all over again. Not only a chinuch. The Gemara said keitzad malbishan lasi lavoi. The Gemara said just like Moshe Rabbeinu had to be malbish to be the kuhuna and ahar nevanu to be mekadosh them anew. So that kiddush kuhuna that they got in Parshas Ketzave and in Tzav and Shmini. That was a good kiddush kuhuna for them and for all of their descendants. Atzeif kaladaris. But then, if somebody dies and then he comes back to life, since he's not born naturally from a koyin, ben koyin, so the Gemara implies in Yoma that he needs a new chinuch all over again. He needs a new mekadosh all over again. He needs the big dekuna to be mekadosh, just like they needed then the big dekuna. That's how the Gemara says in Yoma. Ketzad malbishan lasi lavoi. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Ketzer Malbishan Lasi Lavoi, how will Moshe Rabbeinu put on the Big Dikune? How did he do it in the Midbar? How did he do it then? And how are you supposed to do it now? So the Gemara says, when we'll be holding by then, Moshe Rabbeinu will be there, and he'll tell us how he did it, and he'll do it the same way he did it in the Midbar, he'll do it again. So the Gemara says, the Gemara implies clearly that whoever was dead, a Kohen was dead, and he comes back to life, not only will he need a Minchas Chinuch, that's not enough, he'll need a whole Kiddush Kuhuna. He's like, he's not a Kohen, he'll need a Kiddush Kuhuna then. If there was a Kohen who was alive, let's say in one Beis HaMikdash, let's say a Kohen who was alive in the Bais Rishon, who was marked with Korbanot, and then they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and they built, and he was in Golus for 7 years, then he comes back to the Bais Sheni, he's an old man by now, 90 years old, let's say, he wants to be marked with Korbanot in the Bais Sheni. So the Rishonim say, the Rabbi Nechilmi Paris writes in his Pirush and Moed Kotten, the Gemara there quotes a Pasuk in Yecheskel. So he says that Pasuk in Yecheskel tells us that even though the Kohen had him in Hasinach with Kufa's Bais Rishon, but since the bayis was bottled, and now we're holding by a bayis sheni, a bayis shlishi, whatever, you're holding by a new tkufa, a new Beis HaMikdash, then he says, you need a new minhas chinuch. You don't need a new kiddush kuhuna again. You don't need a new ketzad malbishan. That's only for dead kohanim who come back to life again. That's the Gemara in Yuma. But a kohen who was alive throughout, it's just that there was a bit of a hafsok in between. Namely, there was chorav bayis, the shuv nivna habayis. So then the Rabbi Nechilmi Paris interprets a pasuk, and a Gemara in my cotton, in the third part of my cotton, to tell you that you need a new min haskinah there. That you would need a new min haskinah. If the Beis HaMikdash is charev and then it's rebuilt, then the min haskinah that you brought under the old auspices was no good. You gotta bring under new management now, so you gotta bring a new min haskinah. That's how we inter. Yeah, there were people. There were old timers. New one certainly needed a new haskina. But the Rabbi Nechilmi Paris interprets the Gemara in Eilu Megalchin as interpreting a pasuk in Yecheskel as requiring a new haskina for those kohanim who did avoid in the old days Hamikdash by Yisrishin, that they needed new haskina when they begin to avoid in by Shein.
So, over the beginning of Ger, the Gemara asks, we have Ger today, carbon, they said the carbon is not really Naki.
Bisman is the carbon is not miyakib. What was the carbon miyakib? Bisman amigdosh, the Abdineza claims that's a machlekes in Rishon. We have a pasuk that one is able to accept geir in bisman hazeh. So it must mean that the carbon is not miyakib, at least bisman hazeh. The pasuk may perhaps indicate even that bisman amigdosh was never miyakib either. That the mitzvah of bringing korbanos like geir was only lechatchila. It is not miyakib in the chaleis hageir. But bisman hazeh is certainly not miyakib. Let's think about it. That's a machlokes. The Rambam, the Rashi, I think, but it's ma'akibri yet. There seems to be a raya in the Gemara in Yuma, the first perek around after the base around there, that a kohen gadol who once brought him in haskinah has a kohen head. Now he is appointed as a kohen gadol. He also has to bring him in haskinah. So there's a raya that kohen brings in the Gemara that min haskinah is not miyakib. That one is not miyakib. But that doesn't necessarily prove that the Bavli shita is that if a kohen never brought a minhas chinuch in his lifetime, it's also not miyakim. Could be that, no, that every kohen has to bring a minhas chinuch once in his lifetime before he begins to do avodah, and if he didn't bring that minhas chinuch, his avodah would be psula. But once he brought it, and then he elevated him to the post of kohen gadol, and then he has to bring another minhas chinuch, maybe that one is not miyakim. That's what some achrayim suggest, a chiluk. And some say that they see from that Gemara that the Babli Shita is that it's always good b'di'evit. That even if the kohen never brings him in haschinuch at all, it's kosher the avodas, it's sheir b'di'evit.
That's how we answer the question that they were machanuch.
Right, right. That's one of the answers. That's how the Chidah suggests. Possibly that Mishnah Menachas that says they machanuch on Samizbeach, Achitz and Ela, but Tom Shal Shach, maybe it's only Lachat Chil, maybe it's not Miyaki b'di'evit. That was the first day they missed Tamil Shashachar. Yeah. Oh no. So, and they had, and they were Macharech the Mizbeach, not the Tamil Shashachar?
They had the first Mizbeach.
Yeah.
So the first
okay. Could be alright. Take a look in the Birkei Yosef. I don't remember. The Birkei Yosef in the Hilchas Pesach. Maybe he quotes that. Let's see again. So we left off on Yud Zayin on the base on the last line. The Gemara wanted to know, how does Rav Shimon get all of these Yisurim? What do you mean? I would have known Chutz Lachaymo by Chatas V'Yosham or by Oilo Shlomim with the Kal V'Chaymo from Isaac Sheni. So Naniach already that the Kal V'Chaymo is a valid Kal V'Chaymo. Rabbi makes a pircha. Rabbi says he's not so convinced that the Kal V'Chaymo is correct, because maybe Isaac Sheni has a Chumrim, Ashaloy Matziga B'Kot Shimamish. In Ma'aser Sheni, when you pay, you need to have kesef. You cannot be paid with shavu kesef. And the only karbonis, when they get a mum and you pay to them, you can be paid with shavu kesef also, as long as it's not karka avodah mishtoch. So Rabbi tainis against the whole thing. He doesn't see that any of these kalim are kal and the chamurim are chomer. It could be the kal is really chomer and the chomer is kal. He's not convinced of the whole kal v'chaim. But lefishi tassel sherab shimon, the Rav Shimon bar Yochai, is convinced that his kalim are kal and his chamurim are chomer. He said, I know the Kal V'Chaymer, if the din is so by Ma'aser Sheni, certainly so by this, if the din is so by that, certainly so by that. That's how he knew that every pasuk comes to tell a different din. What do you mean? He's deriving a Kal V'Chaymer and establishing a law based on a Kal V'Chaymer. There was a machlokes earlier on Daf Yudalit, whether Onshin Menadin or Ein Onshin Menadin. So Rabbi Yitzchak was of the opinion on the bottom of Yudalit and off the bottom place. Rabbi Yitzchak Shita Tana, Rabbi Yitzchak was of the opinion that Oin Shimon Adin, but Afilu Laman Diyama Oin Shimon Adin, Ein Malkira Min Adin. You cannot construct an Isur, you cannot establish an Isur Lav based on a Kal V'Chaymer. Why not? So the Pashab Shah, because it's not Dumi the Lav the Hasim. Lav the Hasim is written in the Torah. You're going to tell me a Kal V'Chaymer that it's us. It's not written before. It's not Dumi the Lav the Hasim. So the Gemara says, and even though Rav Yitzchok is of the opinion that Oin Shimon Adin, but not Masirim and Adin, you cannot construct an Azhar means a lav. Cannot call it a lav. You wouldn't get any Malkus for it. So the Gemara Taina is, what do you tell me? I would have known that anyway based on the Kal V'Chaymer. So why does the Pasuk have to say, you're not allowed to eat Oilo Shlomim and Chatas and Ashram Chutz La Yerushalayim? Amen. When you listen, Chutz Yerushalayim, today when you live, Kaidim Zrika, live, Kaidim Kriya. And all the other Isurim, Reb Shimon has a whole thing. So the Gemara asks, what is he talking about? Ema Sirim and Adin. And for the Gemara, it's Isura B'Yalm. So Tosfos had it long Arichas, which is not Negei Ledina, that's why we're skipping it. We don't pass like Reb Shimon anyway. So we don't pass like Reb Shimon, Reb Akiva, Abba, Kech HaChamim. But Tosfos has the two Pshat, and how do you translate the words? What does it mean, Isura B'Yalm? Well, it means, these new Isurim Chadoshim that Reb Shimon is making up over here, the things that he's inventing, those are merely Isura B'Yalm, but the Isura of Chutz Yerushalayim, the Chutz Lachaymo Yisr, that's the Pshut Shal Mikra, that will get Malkus. Oh no, the Gemara meant to say, what he said, I would know a Kal V'Chaymer for this, for that, for the other thing. I'll derive that from a Kal V'Chaymer, and I'll say this, Taka, no Malkus on that. And the only thing that will get a Malkus will only be the Dov HaChodesh. So those are the two Pshutim and Tesis. Frek, the Gemara, how can you say that there's no Malkus, but Rabbi says, like a Chomish? The Gemara says, no, he does mean, like a Chomish means five Yisurim. Frek, the Gemara, but the Mishnah says, Elohim HaLoikin, and it lists off and it lists off both the Yisurim Achutz Lachoyma and the Yisurim Chadash Rabba Pshin. So whatever you just said, whatever Pshat and Taisis you'll accept over here, the Rav Shimon said that something is Yisura B'Yalma, either the Chutz L'Chaimah is glat in Yisura B'Yalma with no Malkus, or the Yisra Chodesh is in Yisura B'Yalma with no Malkus, however you take Rav Shimon, but the Mishnah is not so. The Mishnah is following Rav Shimon's opinion. That's what Rav Yechonon says, Zudim Rabbi Kiva Rav Shimon, and the Mishnah says there is Malkus both on the Chutz L'Chaimah Yisur and on the Yisra Chodesh.
Are we assuming that the only time it's following Asura that applies is when you're making the law for the purpose of doing Malkus?
For Malkus, yeah. It's not called an Asura. An Isur it is. An Isur it will be. Right. Torah has an Isur X in certain case. And I established, based on the Kavach Haimer, Y and Z are certainly forbidden. If X is also, Y and Z are worse, further in the alphabet. Certainly also. So that would be a good Kavach Haimer. It would establish an Isur. You can make an Isur, but it's just not called a law. It's not called an Asura. That it should warrant Malchus, because not to me, the Lav Dachasimah, right?
Say that the Torah says that it's called.
The Chutz L'Chaimah doesn't get Malchus, and Nisa Mechudish does. Yeah, that's what Tosis has difficulty explaining either Pshat. They're both Pshatim are very Shreya. We don't really understand what the Gemara means in Surah B'Yal. They're both Pshatim are Shreya. Tosis has a list of Kashas and Hashem. So the Gemara is stuck over here. What do you mean? There's only Malkus on the Pshuto, on the Chutz L'Chaim, and no Malkus on the Yisra Mechudosh. And there's only Malkus on the Yisra Mechudosh, and there's no Malkus on the Pshuto, on the Chutz L'Chaim. That's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says beferish that there's Malkus on both, on the Chutz L'Chaim and on the Mechudosh. And for the Gemara, you're right, there's Taka Malkus on both. Ela, Kroy Yisrehu, that's the top line on Yud Ches Onam. The previous Pasuk says, lists out all of these pratim. Then it says around 5-6 tzukim later, lo silcha lechol v'sharechon, and it gives you again the repeat of the whole list all over again. So the Gemara says, it says already, licht rachmana lo silcha liochlom. Let it just write in the later pasuk, don't eat these things chutz l'chaim. What does it keep on ois reckoning? Each and every one individually. Meheder meforish b'hu rachmana. Lomali, Meheda means repeat, Hada, Chazorah. Why does the Torah repeat explicitly each and every single one separately? Ma'isad Gonachot, Yerosh, Yerusarach, Bechoraz, Bekoch, Yerusanecho, Cholna, Derecha, Shetida, Yerusach, Shrimas, Yodecha, every single one repeated. It must be, Elo, Yachud, Yuhulav, Lechol, Chad, Bechad. So the simple reading of the Gemara means like this. Since it could have said, Lo, Sucho, Yochlam, even though it doesn't say like that, it says Lasuch Lecha B'Sherech, and it recognizes everything from A to Z that was mentioned in the earlier passage. So that's the same as writing Lasuch Liochim. So the Malkus of Chutz Lachaima, they'll all get. But because the Torah wrote this longhand instead of the Kitzah, it could have written Lasuch Liochim, and instead it writes it Bariches. So it must be to be Megalat, to be Mechadish to us, that in addition to the Malkus on the Pshuto, on the Chutz Lachaima, there will also be a Malkus on the Dabah HaMachurish B'chol Echad V'yech. The Yachude, Lehu Lavei, the given individual Iser, the Chol Chad V'Chad, to each one, to the Maisik B'Gonecho, and to the B'Chores B'Korecho, and to the Tzaynecho, and to each one separately, another one. Okay. Then there's Vaita, Big Machleg, is Rashi, and Taisis, Leite Maskone, Nusa, we finished already. Originally, Gemara said, it's only Yisur B'Yalma, according to Rav Shimon, it's all Shalik HaLav, according to Rav Shimon, you have that as this possible, Silch Lecha B'Sharecho, contains two Yisurim, the Pshuto, that it goes on the Chutz L'Chaima, and with the Yisra Mechudish, with the whole Drei, the Lidim, Ikreb Shimon Tele, the whole Vort, with the main Awinyan of this, yeah, everything is another thing. So then Igmar originally thought that Reb Shimon only holds one of them is going to get Malkus, the other one is not. Either the Pshuto is going to get Malkus, and then Mechudish not, and Mechudish is going to get Malkus, and Pshuto not. Then Igmar backed out and said, no, since it's all spelled out by Riches, so they both get Malkus. What does it mean they both get Malkus? Chutz L'Chaima gets Malkus, everybody gets Malkus on Chutz L'Chaima. And all of the Yisurim Mechudoshim also get Malkus. That's one shot. And then Rashi Dingzach over here, it has a long arichas, whether that's the right shot or not. Maybe the Pshuto always gets Malkus, all the Chutz L'Chaimahs, and some of the Mechudosh get Malkus, and some don't. So then Taisa gets all involved with it. Is Rashi here at first? They say he's right, then he's not right, then he is right. They keep on going back and forth. The Shaila within Reb Shimon, La Halacha, we don't pass like the whole Reb Shimon, so it's not Negev. The Reb Shimon is the Shaila, what was the Maskana? The Yachud Ilulav, Bechol Chad Bechad, whether each and everything that Rav Shimon says, Taki gets Malkus, or only the Kodim Zrikas get Malkus. The Chutz L'Chaimahs are all going to get Malkus, that's the Pshuto. And then, since it's the Yachud Ilulav, Bechol Chad Bechad, So all the Kodim Zrikas will also give Malkus to, but the other ones, we won't give Malkus to. So that's a Shailan Kodim.
Kodim, right?
Kodim Kriya, yeah. The Bikurim Kodim Kriya, and all the others, which are Korbanes, Kodim Zrika. That maybe the other, the Zar Shachar HaSabchar, will not get Malkus. But the Chutzla Zareh, if you eat the Kodshe Kodshim Chutzla Zareh, you won't get Malkus. Dagdi Gemara Gufa Omar Rav. We're quoting back the original statement of Rav on the previous Omar. Darshach Menor Lifnei Zrika Chutz Lachaim of the Rav Shimon Leika Chomish. What are the five Malkus again? Darshach Al Minhor Elo Lifnei Zrika Chutz Lachaim of the Rav Shimon. What are again the five? Well, one is that he ate a Chutz Lachaim. Chutz Lachaim of the Malkus on everything. Secondly, it's a Kachi Kachim. So Kachi Kachim Chutz La Azara is another Malkus. So that's the second Malkus. Thirdly, even if he would have eaten it in the Azor, it's an Olam. An Olam is no one's supposed to eat. It's the third Malkus. Fourthly, he's a Zar, he's not a Kohen. And anybody who's not a Kohen who eats Kodshi Kodshim gets Malkus. And what's the fifth Malkus? Lifnei Zrika. If you eat any carbon before Zrika, there's another Malkus. So those are the five Malkus. That he's a Zar, and it's an Olam, and it's before Zrika, and it's Chutz Lachoyma, and it's Chutz Lazor. Those are the five. Break the Gemara. Why not give him another time Malkus? We just read it before, no? We just read it in Tzavah. That's today's parsha. Why don't you give him another Malkus? Because it says Mizar LaYechal Ki Kodeshem. A non-Kohen is forbidden from eating Kodesh Kodesh. So it's another law. And for the Gemara, according to the Rambam, that a Kevel Alav is not like this. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Isn't it just the Kefal Alav Zar LaYechal? Zar, non-Kohen is not allowed to eat Kodshi Kodshi. That's the same, that's one of the five that Rav spoke of. One of the five was a Zar eating Kodshi Kodshi. So isn't that, doesn't that indicate like Rashi and Tosfos and the Ramban and all of the Gaonim, by Ochal Kutisa, Ochal Molo, Ochal Tzira, and whenever you have a listing or a repetition of Lav, you like it several times. What is the Rambam going to do with this Gemara? So Tosfos already gives an answer over here. The Gemara says, Velilki Nami doesn't necessarily mean Velilki Malkus, maybe it just means Velilki Zala Oiver Zayn. Maybe it just means let him be Oiver in other Mishnah, because Tosfos had, Rashi's Pshat was that you don't get Malkus on all these five things that Rav said. And the Gemara said, V'yachudi Hula V'chol Chad V'chad, you only get Malkus on Chutz Lachoyma. Then you get a Malkus on the Bikurim Kodim Kriya, and you get a Malkus on all the other Karbonis Kodim Zrika. But all the other things we learned out, there's no Malkus on. It's just the Isura B'Yalma. That part of the Halamina of Isura B'Yalma is still retained in the Maskon. So according to Rashi, still, what's going on? What does Gemara say, like a Chomish? How is he like a Chomish? So the answer is not like a Chomish. He's like it twice. He's like it because of Kodim Zrika, because of Chutz Lachayma, because of Chutz Lazar, because of Zar, because of Oila. It's not a no Malkus. He's like it twice, and he's over another three Isura B'Yalma. So the Gemara says, V'lilki Nami, according to Rashi, Tosfos points out, according to Rashi, it doesn't mean Vililki Nocha Malkus. No! It doesn't necessarily mean Vililki. It could mean, let's say that if Rav is saying how many Surim he violates, even though he doesn't really get Malkus according to how many Surim he violated. He only gets twice Malkus in addition to violating another three Surim with that Malkus. So the Rav just says, Vililki Nami, why don't you say that he violates another law? Perhaps that's how the Rambam would learn, Vililki Nami. Lamdav Vililki, Zalareva Zainochala. And the Gemara cannot be. Hani mili, that law, the Zara Yechel and Pashas Pitzave, only applies to Echad de Kahanim Chazi. As the Pasuk says, Yahweh Osma Shakupa Bohem, that, the Zara Yechel ki Kodeshim. So it only applies to Zara Yechel ki Kodeshim when you have Yahweh Osma Shakupa Bohem. The Isra of the Zara is a bitl mitzvasa that the Kohanim are supposed to eat it and not the Zara. But over here, by an Oilah, the Kohanim don't have a mitzvah to eat it. So that's why this is of Zala Yochel Kikodeshem doesn't apply. And for the Gemara, Hani Mili, when does that law from Kitzava apply? Hechad to Lukahanim Chazi. Then the Kohanim are supposed to eat it, and the Zara Mamavatlev and Mitzvah Sachiva Sakrain. Abahacha by the Yorla de Lukahanim Nami Loi Chazi. So therefore, there's no law of Zala Yochel. Trek the Gemara, Lukahanim Shum Basa Basa Trefo, Loi Sechela, which means Kimish Yotza Basa Chutum Chitzasai Ne Esar. What does that mean? How many Yisurim are included in this pasuk? Basa, basara, treifa, lo yisaychelu. First of all, the pasuk is referring to treifa. An animal is nitrophil. A lion came and it ripped apart the limbs of a little sheep. And the sheep is still alive. And is going to die. The sheep is going to die. The animal, the lion, ripped into pieces. So the Shechet runs quickly and he shechts the sheep before it dies a natural death. And he killed it. Okay. So he saved it from dying, from becoming an Avela. So he shechts it. So Pasuk says it didn't help. It's still Basa Basara Trefo. The animal that was ripped apart in the field. Normally a lion rips animals apart in the field. Doesn't rip it apart in the house. Doesn't rip it apart in the butcher shop. The lions don't come into the city. So usually it's Basara. Let Dibra Kasarela Behaiva. Basa Basara Trefo Loisechelo. It's referring to a trefo when the animal was ripped apart. You're not allowed to eat trefos. The Pshuta Shambikra, the Rambam writes, the Pshuta Shambikra is speaking about drusa. Anybody know what drusa is? There's drusa and there's drusa. Pushing down, that's drusa. That's drusa. There are five hilchos shechita. There are five dinim that the five basic elementary dinim that the shechita has to know in addition to another million and one dinim. So the basic five dinim of shechita are shehiya, drusa, halada, hagram, v'ika. Drusa means when he cuts, he has to fiddle back and forth. If he pushes this way, places pressure this way. Without, you always have to put pressure down. You don't push pressure down. So if you fiddle all day long, you won't cut the skin. You won't get anywhere. So he has to push down, but he has to push sideways as he's pushing down also. If he pushes straight, he gets a hakmes and he chops the animal's head off. That's called drusa. That's a chisaron of shechita. The animal is now in the veil. That's drusa. But what's a drusa? Drusa is a different thing. Drusa means if an animal was attacked. Right, if an animal was attacked by another animal, if it clawed its neck. If the animal was clawed by another animal, so there are dinim in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, a lot of details. When the animal that was attacked is labeled as a drusa. So the Rambam has a famous bart in the Yara Hazaki. He claims the Basam Asara Trevul Isechelu, the original, there are seven categories of Trevul. So the Rambam claims the original Pshutu Shal Mikra of Basam Asara Trevul is really only referring to drusa, the animal that was attacked by a bear, the animal that was attacked by a wolf, and it clawed its neck. Scratched it and made a hole in the neck. But the other trefus, let's say there's a puncture in the lung, or a hole in the kidneys, or a hole in the intestines, or something like that, or a broken leg, that's also included in trefus, but it's not the Pshuta Shalmikra. So the Rambam wants to make a chilek. And therefore the Rambam writes, since the Pshuta Shalmikra, this is a Peladika Rambam, the Taz and Yerudeya has a hard time figuring out what the Rambam is driving at. The Rambam writes, and therefore, since the Pshuta Shalmikra is only referring to drusa, and all of the other six categories of trefa. There are seven categories of trefas. So the six of the categories of trefa are not really the pshuta shalmikra. The pshuta is only drusa. So therefore the Rambam writes, l'fichech echmiru hachamim bedrusa, yoysim ebishar trefas. That's why sofik drusa zasa, because sveka deraisa l'chumre. And the others are sveka l'derabonon asofik tarashval pelukula. The Taz has a hard time explaining what is he talking about. What, where do you find the din that drusa is more suffic l'chumer than all the other trefas? That's what the Rambam writes. So that's again, that's a pshuta. Where's that pasuk? That's in Mishpatim. Abbas v'asar trefa l'chem is in Parshas Mishpatim. So the pshuta shal mikra the Rambam claims is referring to drusa, or if you want to dig into it, the Rambam is referring to all the trefas, to all the seven categories of trefas. Then in addition to that I say the pasuk refers to a drusa, an animal that was clawed by a wolf or a bear or something like that, a tiger, and also referring to all the Shar Zion trefas. In addition to that, we say the pasuk includes other things. Why does it say basada? So the Gemara darshins kimish yotza basa chutz l'chitzaso ne'esar basa basada, it becomes trefa, not the basa basada, which is a trefa. If the baser is basada, then it becomes trefa, and therefore loisachel. Basada means chutzlum chitzasa chutzlum kaimai. What is an example of chutzlum kaimai? So one example is if it's kachim kachim chutzla azara. Another example is if it's kachim kalim chutzli mishalai. Another example is a bentukue shahoshit yodoi chutzlum eimai. What? When you shech the mother, so the uber inside is nitar. B'shchitas ha'ein, that's what Tosfos quotes from the Mishnayos and Behem HaMkasha, from the Mishnah Chulin. What happens if the uber inside the mother's belly sticks out a limb? So even though the rest of the uber that's inside the me'ei ha'ein is nita b'shchitas ha'ein, but that limb that's sticking out will not be nita b'shchitas ha'ein, because it's chutzlum chitzasa, it's outside of where it belongs. Then the Gemara has another din of basa basa, chutzlum chitzasa, that I have. Let's say have an animal, kosher animal, and it's mutabachil, but it happened to have a broken limb. So if that broken limb was broken in the right place, then you hit the jackpot and the whole animal is a treifa. So when you shechted, the whole thing is going to be also bachil. But it's only broken by the toes or something, and it's broken further down. It's broken high enough up. If it's broken by the tzumas hagid, at a specific point, a crucial spot, then it makes the whole animal a treifa. But if it's broken lower down, then the din is that the shechita is mata, the whole animal b'achila, except for that broken part, because that's considered chutz l'mechitzas, because it's only dangling on, it's only holding on by the skin. That's called basa v'yeva ha-medul dolim be-behema chayiviyof. Medul dol means that it's just hanging on. It's only hanging on by a thread, and that part that's hanging on is also b'achila, it's a treifa, it's chutz l'mechitzas. Hechitim, so how can you have part of the chicken is a treifa and the rest of the chicken is not a treifa? How can it be either the chicken is a treifa or it's not a treifa? The answer is no. Here's the hechatimsa. You have the leg is broken in the spot where it does not make the whole chicken a treifa. You shech the chicken. So the whole chicken is not a treifa, but the eva hamaduldo is considered basa basara chutzlum chitzasa, because it's not fully attached to the main part of the animal. All of these are included in the din of basa basara treifa loisachin. What if you have a korban mincha? Mincha is a kotche kotche. What if you take a mincha chutz lo azara? It's nifsal b'yotze. Nifsal b'yotze. It's an iser to eat it. Even if you take it back into the azara, it will be an iser to eat. Will you violate this law of basa basara treifa lo sechelo? It says basa. It doesn't say mincha. Maybe it only applies to things that are basa. So what about chicken? What about taka? Eva hamadul lo ba'ov. It's taka that wouldn't be a law. The Rambam writes that there's a lav even by a mincha. Even by a mincha, shehotziyua, chutz la'azara, and it's nifsal b'yotzi, because a mincha is a kachikachim. Kachikachim teh. The makam is the azara. When you take it out of its makam, it becomes nifsal b'yotzi. So the Rambam writes, even if you eat a mincha that was nifsal b'yotzi, you loike because of basa basara treifa lo sechel. And the Minchas Chinuch discusses that. How can it be? But if the pasuk says basar. True, you can extend it to chutz l'mechitzasa, is not only if the animal was attacked by a wolf or something like that, by a bear, even if it's a treif in the sense of chutz l'mechitzas, but a kolponim has to be basar. If it's not basar, it's soulless, it's flour. How can you say that there should be an isa basar treif on flour? That's what Minhas Chinuch discussed. How can the Rambam say that there's not? So what's the Gemara's kasha over here? But little kinam mishum, Rabbi said there are five times malchus by the zashahum rabbi lift in Israel chutz l'chayma. Correct the Gemara. Let there be another Malchus, a sixth time Malchus. Mishum bas vasara treifa lasachel kim shas bas chutz mechitzasai ne esar. And the Gemara name. What do you mean? It's chutz lemechitzasai. Chutz of which mechitz? If it had, it says loisachel. Bas vasara treifa loisachel means if it would have been in its mechitz, it would have been mutabachila. Now that you took it chutz lemechitzasai, it's also bachila. So the Gemara answers, and for the Gemara, hani mili. When do you have this? When does this lav apply? Hechad b'fnim chazi. Only when it's inside its mechitza, it would be muta b'achila, and then it leaves, then it becomes treifa lo sechel. It's also b'achila. Or b'hacha by korban oila. The oila is all kulo kolil. The b'fnim nami lo chazi. It's not muta. It's not muta b'achila inside the azara. So the azara is the makom of the oila. It's the makom. If you take the oila chutz l'azara, it'll be nifsal b'yotze. With respect to what, that you won't be allowed to be machter agami hamizbeach. Normally the din is of the ola, the skulo kalu. You burn the whole ola on top of the maroch, on top of the fire, on top of the mizbeach. If you take the ola chutz lazar, it'll be nifsal biyotze. So what'll be the din? You won't be allowed to be machter it. Even if you bring it back in on into the azar, you won't be allowed to be machter agami hamizbeach. But it won't have this isa because the azare is the makom, of the ola, but not, it's not the makom achila of the ola. The Ola has no makom achila. So you can't say, basa basara treifa lo sechelu, since it left its makom achila, therefore it becomes asa b'achila. There is no makom achila for Ola. That's what the Gemara answers. The only time you have this din is if the makom that it left started off as a makom achila, but by Ola it's a makom of the korban. That every korban has a makom, and if you take a chutz l'makom, it becomes nifsal b'yotze. But you can't say that it's a makom achila, so that's why this specific law will not apply. When does this law apply? If it's mutar b'achila inside the makom, means that the makom is a makom haroy l'achila. So it's not, the azara is not a makom achila. So then if it leaves the azara, it won't be chal b'sisa lo sechel. Reg the gemara b'lilke nami k'de Rav Lezer, the Amar Rav Lezer. Lo yeyachol kikodesh hein. Lo yeyachol kikodesh hein. Kosher b'kodesh posel. Lo ha'kosev l'itin lo sesa l'achlos. It's also in today's seder. Kosher b'kodesh posel. It says the posek really refers to noisar. But then the posek says, lo yeyachol kikodesh hein. So the way the posek sums it up, the way it concludes, sounds like any psuli hamadosh. Kosher b'kodesh posel. Whenever you have a korban that became nifsal, so there's always an added law. The Gemara says, Tosis quotes, the Gemara says that this law would not warrant malchus. This law is the halav shebichlolos. So we'll never get any malchus. So what's the Gemara's kasha v'lilki? Nami ki the Reb Lezer? What kind of a kasha v'lilki? But the Gemara said before that there is no malchus on this. They says no, the kasha merely was, why don't they mention that should be an issa? If you say like Rashi, that even if he hamas kone, like the chomish of Rav, it doesn't really mean like the chomish, means that there are five yisurim, then it's gorak with the kash. But Rav is only listing off two yisurim which have malchus and three yisurim which don't have malchus, so should have said two that have malchus and four that don't have malchus, should have listed off another one, if he's listing off even with that malchus. And even if you say like the reenticis, that according to Rav Shimon, everybody gets malchus, the five mechudoshim, and the five pshutos, everybody gets malchus for everything. So when Rav said like the chamish means he violates five malchus, he violates five lav and he gets five malchus. So the Gemara Gahalten is still a kasha. But look at Nami, Rav should have said he's like the chamish v'over achas. He should have still said he gets five times malchus. In addition, having violated another iser, even though he doesn't get malchus on it, that was the Gemara's kasha. The look at Nami, kider Rav Leizer, the Amar Rav Leizer, lo yochol kikayish and bo'akas gikmas eslachi losai. And for the Gemara, the same style teretz. Immediately, when do you say that you have a lab? When it becomes nifsal. Whenever the carb, what was the psul over here? Yoikseh. The star oil shiyotse. It wasn't possible until he took it out of the azar. So the Gemara asks, once it became nifsal, the yoikseh, chutzla azar, let him get mal. The Gemara says, no, what are you talking about? Lo yochol kikodeshan means if it's a psuli hamagdoshim that originally was chazi la'achile, and now it's psuli hamagdoshim, it's possible la'achile, but here it was never chazi, it's the kula kolil. And oil is kolil. So why was it? Before it was kosher lahaktara, the oil was kosher lahaktara, the yevor. And now that it was nifsal b'yotze, it's not kosher lahaktara. So you can't say there's a lav. Lo yeyochel ki koyde shem. Set sin and isra achila. What are you talking? It never had a hefer achila in the first place. So that's what the Gemara answered. The same answer as before. Halimile hechel koyde psula chazi, if it was royal achila. So then when it becomes nifsal, it becomes psula hamadosh and pasal achila. Or behocha by the oil, the koyde psula nami loy chazi. That's why there's no love of kol shabbat kodesh posel. Feg dimor no hakash, but little kinami ki idach the rabbeis, the damas the tani rabbeis the raimer, kol shabbat kol tia, lo yeyachel, how does it say? Lo yeyachel, leave my says alachi losai. I, Rabbi, forgot there's another love, that whenever something is kul or kol il, in addition to Rab Shimon's love, Rab Shimon has a whole posel, v'such alachel b'sharecha, etc., etc., so one of them goes on a kol il. Whenever something is kula calls a lav, but there's another lav. Forget about Reb Shimon. We don't pass them like Reb Shimon and Reb Akiva. We pass them like the Rabbanon. At this pasuk, lo silchol lechol b'sharech only goes on chutz lachaim. It doesn't go on all these fancy things. But still, for Gemara, this is the halav. Everybody's masking to this one. Kol shu b'kolotia loy teyach elitim eses alachilos. And for the Gemara, you are right. And echenam it does a good tekasha on a korban that's kula kolil. Not only do you have an iser essay that it says he's supposed to be makterit. Rashi on the top of the design on the base quotes the essay. The Yorucho b'nei Aharon v'goy mekolol hi v'loy la'achila. It's an Iser essay. But the Gemara says, you have a lav also. You have a lav. Loy teyachol. Lik loy seh salachilos. Everybody agrees to that lav. So why does Rav only list off five malchus al ibn Reb Shimon? There's one malchus l'chala deis. The Gemara says, you're right. Enoch enam. The Rav ha mehai kro ko oma. What does that mean? What does it mean? Rav may have krokama.
What?
What? There are six. Rav is only listening. There are five malchus from this pasuk. There's takah six malchus from another pasuk. Now, once the Gemara says like that, it could be that these answers are not true also. It could be that all these lavim would also apply. But we're only listing off five times malchus from one pasuk. You're going to get five times malchus from this one pasuk in Re'eh. You take it right from the other pasuk, there will be another malchus. Mehai krokoma. Only from one pasuk, you get five times malchus. Okay, what does the Gemara say about it? Amar Rav Gilam Arab, Koin Shachar Mechad Tzashon Lifnei Zriko, Loike.